Good morning, everybody. Brian Newbert here again from goldenblack.com, live here in the old home office. It is Wednesday, June 3rd. This is your goldenblack.com daily quarantine simulcast. It is brought to you by Fouts Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. I want to remind you once again, as we hopefully are phasing out of this very difficult time for our local businesses, if you're looking for a great dinner or simply to support them, please keep in mind the Sixth Street Dive in around downtown Lafayette, the East End Grill in downtown Lafayette, which I believe is open for seating again, as well as Arnie's all over the place, Bruno's on the Levee, Triple X on the Hill, and the Whittaker Inn out in West Lafayette. They'd love to hear from you, I'm quite certain, whether they're open for seating or not. If you are accessing this video on YouTube, please click the subscribe button sooner or later. Once again, there will be more and more Purdue-related stuff coming across that channel that doesn't involve just me, and that will be a joyous day for all of us. We are winding down this little series now that quarantine is, you know, relatively close to having run its course, I would think. I think I have milked this for all it's worth. To this point, there's very little left to talk about for me. I can't remember if we've done this yet or not, but in light of our conversation on the site today with Rivals.com national basketball recruiting analyst Eric Bossy, you should check that out if you haven't already, and the release of Rivals.com's updated 2021 rankings yesterday, I thought I would just take a video to talk about Purdue's first 2021 basketball verbal commitment, that being Caleb First. I might have done this already. I can't remember, and I wasn't going to take the time to go back through all of the videos, because the headlines are too long and I have to open every single one of them up to see what the headline actually says. So my apologies if this is redundant, but obviously Caleb First is the first, no pun intended, recruit for Purdue in what, as of right now, is a two-man 2021 class. Obviously Purdue, there's time for something to happen, whether that's somebody departing the program, opening up another scholarship. Purdue could, I don't know if this is something Matt Painter necessarily wants to do, but Purdue could always oversign and kind of roll the dice there. That is a hard thing to do, especially in the situation Purdue's in, when a lot of these guys are, you know, pretty highly recruited players. It's not like you can grab a guy at the last second for which Purdue is far and away his best option and ask him to go to prep school or something like that if things don't work out in terms of a scholarship opening up. But you have to assume right now this is a two-man class. Caleb First was a excellent start. Obviously, he was a guy Purdue wanted from his freshman year on. It is hard to say this guy was the top priority. This guy is the top priority. Who knows? But certainly, there would be a line of A1, A2, A3, etc. He would certainly be on that list, if not the very top of it. He is one of the best forward center type players in the high school class, the 2021 high school class. Obviously, Purdue needed a good big man in this class, and they certainly have gotten one. Some of the things that kind of stand out to him, first off, versatility. You know, he is sort of a traditional NBA power forward sort of body, where he's a legitimate 6'9 and potentially growing, maybe even 6'10, 235, 240 pounder, whatever. I don't know what he weighs right now, but that's what he's probably going to look like walking in the door. That is traditional size for a power forward at the NBA level. The traditional power forward blueprint that we kind of talk about, based off what mostly what we've seen in the NBA over many, many years. Obviously big enough to play inside at center, skilled enough to play outside at power forward. He's a good shooter, so he can probably stretch the floor a little bit. I don't know if that's necessarily the thing that jumps off the page most about him at this point, but he does have a very good skill level for a player that big, to the point where putting him out on the perimeter, where, you know, power forwards in college basketball nowadays have to play so often, isn't a stretch by any means. A stretch, no pun intended. Personally, I like him a little bit better as kind of a smaller, more skilled center. And when I say small, I'm acknowledging the fact this is a guy who's going to get to college probably standing in the vicinity of 6'10", again, 230-some pounds. I kind of like him better there just because I think the matchups are probably going to be a little bit better. Wouldn't have to guard on the perimeter as much. His ability to face the basket, drive or shoot might be a little bit amplified when he's going against slower players as opposed to, you know, theoretically quicker players. So that's kind of where I like him a little bit better personally. But I think he fits well in both front court spots. I think what jumps out to him most is just that kind of that skill level. I think he's an excellent passer for a big man, a guy you can, you know, quote unquote, run offense through. That's kind of how we put it nowadays. He's a guy who's a really good passer. He runs the floor exceptionally well. As I said before, he can shoot mid-range jumpers. I've seen him shoot threes. I don't know if that's necessarily his bread and butter at this stage. That's not to say it won't be one day. But he also, for his size, he has a very good low post scoring game that, you know, will translate differently to going against Big Ten size as opposed to high school competition. But he's done it in AAU too, and obviously playing at a very high level in AAU usually is something that suggests a skill will translate. But playing away from the basket, one thing he's also really good at is facing the basket, putting the ball on the floor, and driving on people. And that's kind of where the undersized five sort of matchups kind of come into play. That's where his ability to play out on the perimeter as a four-man kind of come into play. He is a very good ball handler. He is a very good passer, a very good ball handler. And I think those two things really matter for big men nowadays, as they do for everyone. Those are two obviously very important fundamental skills in basketball. Something a little bit less obvious offensively is, I think, I've really only seen him do this in AAU, but I think it's a pretty good indicator of what a player can do, is I think he's very good in pick and roll. I think he's very good at catching and finishing off of pick and roll. I think he's going to be a guy who can be a pretty good pick and pop sort of player. I think he's got a good feel for it. I think he and Jaden Ivey, at the grassroots level last spring and last summer, had a pretty good kind of synergy going in that element of the game. And that's obviously such an important piece of college basketball offense nowadays. Really, really helpful offensively when your big men have a good feel for it. And I think he will have an excellent feel for it. I think he's a physical player. I think, you know, from an offensive and defensive and rebounding perspective, I think he's a guy who's going to throw his body around. You know, I don't know if he's going to overpower anyone at this stage of his career or ever kind of be that Shaquille O'Neal type of physical presence. Not that anyone will ever ask him to be, but I think he's physical enough. I think he's a very good rebounder. And I think he's just a really, really good all-around big guy. I think Eric Bossy put it well on our interview yesterday where he said this might not be that guy who's, you know, a freak show athlete who has unbelievable upside, unbelievable raw potential. But he's just a really, really good player, a really, really productive, really, really proven player with a lot of stuff, a lot of boxes checked from a skill set perspective and from a physical gift perspective. And guys like that, it's really hard to go wrong when you know a guy is really good at a lot of things and he's got a body and he's got enough talent. It is really hard for that player to not be a good player. Well, I shouldn't say really hard, but the percentages are overwhelmingly in his favor that he will at the very least be a productive college player, if not a very good college player. And I think that is what Purdue is getting in Caleb Furse starting next season. I think expectations for him in terms of impact right away, I think he'll have every opportunity because Purdue's front court right now is in a little bit of transition. Next year, you should have Travion Williams back for his senior year, barring anything unforeseen. That's your center. If we will see what Purdue has this starting this season in Emmanuel Ndawona and Zach Edey, obviously that's more help from a center perspective. The forward spot this year is Aaron Wheeler and Mason Gillis. Both of those guys on paper will be coming back next season. But we will see what those guys do this season in terms of how proven they will be coming into next season. But I don't see very many scenarios where Caleb Furse doesn't walk in the door right away and is in a position to really help Purdue pretty significantly right away. And I think a lot of that has to do with that versatility I talked about before, that ability to play two different positions. But also the fact he's going to come in the door a pretty mature kid, a very hardworking kid, and a kid who's just good enough. So, you know, Purdue got a really good one here. Obviously, his list of scholarship offers, his rankings certainly reflect that. He's a top 40 player nationally by Rivals. He chose Purdue, of course, over Michigan State, Virginia, Ohio State, Butler, Louisville, Stanford, and a veritable cast of thousands. And that was a pretty good list of schools I just reeled off there that indicate that not only is a guy a good basketball player, but also he's a very good student, a very good person. And, you know, Stanford doesn't just recruit anybody. And you can't go wrong having kids at Stanford wanted on your roster ever. So that's kind of what I got on Caleb First, Purdue's first class of 2021 commitment. I really wish I had been able to get out this spring and summer to see him play some more so I could tell you a little bit more updated analysis, for lack of a better term, on him. Obviously, that has not happened. That almost certainly will not happen. I shouldn't say almost certainly. It's entirely possible something happens on the basketball front at some point this offseason, whether or not, you know, I can attend it. I have no idea. That's what I got for today, everybody. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And once again, this has been your GoldenBlack.com Daily Quarantine Simulcast, brought to you by Fouts Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Chargers Team Remax Ability Plus. If you're looking for outstanding food, please keep in mind the East End Grill, 6th Street Dive, Arnie's, Bruno's, the Whitaker Inn, and Triple X. You will not be sorry if you do. Thanks, everybody.